Welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Emilio Dinello. This is our full-time reaction to the nervy 1-0 victory for Fulham against Millwall at Craven Cottage. Emilio was there, and he will share his initial reaction to this match. This is our new feature of Cottage Talk. I hope you enjoy it. We've done it a few times. We're doing it again here. Emilio, welcome back to the show. How are you feeling right now?
Hi there, Russ. How do I feel? Relieved, I think it's the right word, to be honest. That was ugly.
Yes.
That was ugly, a performance I've seen for a long time. I thought, okay, we didn't play particularly well against Bristol City, but we won ugly today, and that was bruising, classless. It's probably one of the ugliest matches I've seen in a long time in terms of quality. But you know what? We scraped to win.
Yeah.
You might argue, but did we deserve a win? Well, I'm not too sure. We didn't test their keeper enough. That's, you know, overall. But you know, they hit the post twice. We hit it once. We scored a penalty. You know, the disappointing factor is Millwall don't concede many goals, but we didn't really impose ourselves against in the whole match. So there were moments in the first half. Cabano, a few good movements. Ojo, a lot of running. But we lacked quality. We lacked that final ball. You know, we lacked a bit of intensity. Just a lot more negatives than positives. The only positive is we've got a clean sheet. And we got 3 points. Other than that, I'm not sure what else to be raving on about. But, you know, good teams don't always win pretty. So I'll take the win.
It's funny, Emilio, I was thinking about this before we started recording. And I agree with everything that you said. Because there are many negatives to take away from this match. Like you said, I don't think that we completely control the match. In fact, I have to give Millwall a good amount of credit. They played very well. They played their style. We played to their style, Emilio. They dictated their style to us. Whenever they got the ball, they were dictating the play. And we did just enough to get the victory. But you and I have talked a great deal about Brighton Hove Albion last season. They win matches like this. And
exactly.
So that's the positive to come out of this, the clean sheet and finding a way to win. I keep saying this, that they need to find ways to win. Luck hasn't been going our way. Was it luck today? Maybe, but they got all 3 points, Mill. But again, the performance was poor.
Yeah, very poor performance. Again, a bit of a makeshift team, you could argue. You know, we've had a couple players, you know, late to the test, they didn't pass. So Ream, McDonald were missing. So that maybe sport are, you know, maybe we had a game plan that had to change after they both held a fitness test. So, but to be honest, we should have enough quality coming off the bench to not make a difference with Ream being replaced by Odoi in central defence and McDonald, you know, not playing in midfield. But I think we did miss Kevin McDonald. His strength, his physique, I think that was a big, big blow for us today against a very tall, physically strong Millwall team. But they don't have goals in them. You know, but to be honest, we made them look better than they actually were. They hit the post twice. They won most of the balls in the air. But if they had a better finisher, that might have been a different story today. But we got a penalty, which was, I think, undeserved. I don't think we deserve to be going in at half-time 1-0 up. But again, I'll take a penalty. And I'll take a one-goal lead into half-time. But we did exactly what we did against Derby County last week. Sat back in the second half. Font, you know, Stefan Johansson being taken off. Surprising.
What did you think about that decision, Emilio, to start the second half?
He didn't have a great first half, but then not many of our players had a great first half. And I actually thought, I was surprised. I actually thought if anyone was going to come off, it may have been Cabano. Cabano, sort of, when he starts games, doesn't actually take those opportunities, you know, that well. He struggled. You know, a few good runs, a few good movements. He missed a good opportunity early in the game. He shot straight over when he should have done better. But overall, didn't really grab that opportunity. I was surprised that Stefan Johansson came off. And I actually think we missed him. Despite the fact he didn't have a great first half, we missed that quality that we need, that bit of composure in that second half when it was getting a little bit rugged, a little bit ugly, long balls being hoofed up. We were giving the ball away far too cheaply, and we won't be able to defend those long balls. And we put ourselves under too much pressure, unnecessary pressure against, let's be frank, a very poor Millwall team.
Right.
But I was surprised by that. I would have thought my automatic reaction is if there's going to be a change, take Font off for Kamara, or maybe take Cabano off and put Font wide. That could have been the other option.
Right.
I was surprised if Stefan Johansson
had
taken off.
And he ended up taking off Font in the 58th minute and bringing on Eden. And how was that change? Did that change anything?
I think it proves that it was wrong to keep Font on. He tries in for 15 minutes. It failed.
Okay.
And Font, okay, Font won the penalty. Fair enough. There's no tick in the box. You know, brownie points there. But, you know, he offered very little else other than that. And Adan coming on, some nice touches, some loose touches, first touches, a bit of mixed game. He had a better game last week when he played against Derby County. But it seemed like there was no strategy in some of those substitutes. I was a little bit puzzled, scratching my head. But then again, there wasn't much quality left on that bench. And that's the issue. Where was the depth on the bench? There wasn't any. In fact, you were having to bring on...
Certainly not defensively, Emilio.
Jallo to keep things under control. And then he gave away a couple of stupid and naive free kicks away as well, which just put more pressure on our defence. But time and time again, we weren't defending those balls well. Button was flapping at times, not his best game either. Yet he's kept a clean sheet, but at times he got away with it because the Nords aren't that clinical. So on another day, we probably would have lost that game against a better quality team. We would have better finishing. But we hung on for dear life. We didn't. I don't think we deserved 3 points. Let's be very frank. I can't remember how many saves their keeper made, which is a worry. So I'd like to see the shots on target in the game. I don't know if you've got them ready to hand, but I don't think we didn't have that many shots directly on target, which is disappointing. And I'd like to see the incident at the end. From where I sat, the other end of the pitch, it looked like Kamara did a clumsy foul in the box. I thought the referee could have given a penalty there. And that could have been a difference. We might have gone home with a one-all draw instead. But to me, my reaction is the referee's going to give a penalty here. It was clumsy. It was ugly. But Mime got away with it.
Okay, Emilio. While you were talking about that, I just want to share some stats because you were asking about that. Total shots, Fulham had 16. Millwall had 13. On target, Fulham had 5, and Millwall only had 1.
Okay. Interestingly, and I think a couple of those shots on target Fulham were just like long-distance shots, which were completely played by the keeper, but we hit the post once. So overall, though, against a team that's struggling for scoring goals, I just think we didn't really compose ourselves at home against a physically strong Millwall team, but potentially very, very lacking in quality.
Well, let's go back here because there's nothing that we could do about the injuries, but you've already talked about McDonald. How much did we miss Tim Ream in this game?
Not necessarily. I thought Odoi composed himself well in central defence.
I thought he played well. That's why I'm asking.
He did. He did play well. So I don't think Tim Ream was missed that much. Sorry, Russ. I've got a bit of a tickly throat.
Not a problem.
It's all about doing all these live shows, It's all about, it's not all rehearsed. The fans around the world, you can see, normal people have little coughs while they're talking. So sorry about that. But I don't think we did miss Tim Ream, to be honest. I thought, we looked, Doyle covered, capably then in that position. Fredericks didn't push forward as much as I would have liked. Ojo full of running, at times a little bit greedy.
What about Ayite? We miss Ayite today.
Head to head, I prefer Ayite to Cabana. I know Ayite has been taking a lot of stick recently. But actually, we missed him today in a funny way because Ayite defends, tracks back a lot more, runs off the ball a lot better than Cabano, potentially makes things happen a lot better. Cabano, I don't think he grabbed his opportunity today. I thought he was given a chance to come in to start the game. And to be honest, if Ayite's fit next week, he'll probably go back on the bench and Ayite will start again. So I just think we missed his endeavour. He's running off the ball, even though he's been criticised of late. I actually think he's been getting a hard time unnecessarily, so in my opinion. From some of the fans.
Okay. Let me ask you, as we're getting near the end of this match, let's talk about the last 20 minutes. What was the atmosphere like in Craven Cottage? I can tell you that I was sweating it. I feel like I aged a year, honestly,
horrible,
watching that
horrible
match. So.
It was just predictable. It was just long balls into the penalty area, hoofing it up. We were giving away stupid free kicks. A bit of naivety kicked in today. We missed experience. I think, as I was saying earlier, Kevin McDonald's experience was missed massively. Tom Kane at the end at times, maybe looked a little bit tired. He fell awkwardly towards the end of the game, but didn't appear to get any knock there. I think he sort of picked himself up and carried on as normal. But we were just clumsy. We were just naive, playing into their own hands, giving the ball away cheaply, conceding a few corners, not clearing our lines particularly well. And, we were giving them the opportunity to score. We were almost giving them the opportunity to just hand them a goal. And that's what's disappointing. We just weren't capable or strong enough to just clear our lines capably, keep possession, play down the flanks, kill some time. The fact that David Button had to, almost got yellow carded for wasting time taking goal kicks. That just told you the story against, you know, at home against a team struggling at the bottom. That just says it all. So it was a nervy last 20 minutes. Ugly, not pretty for the eye, not one of the best matches you'll see at Craven Cottage for a long time. But it's, you know, we've won the game. We've got a clean sheet and hopefully that's two wins on the bounce, three games undefeated. Could be worse. Could be worse.
It certainly can, Emilio. That's what's funny about all.
There's nothing to suggest, though, that we can compete with six of the better teams in the division. That's my worry. We won 5-4 in midweek against Sheffield United, but tonight was an opportunity to sort of stamp our authority, win the game with authority.
Some teams played to their competition. Do you think Fulham played to their competition, like you said? I think that they played to the style of Millwall, meaning that they were not playing their game. When they play against teams like we're just talking about, Sheffield United, that play more open, play more football, they can play their football.
Mm. Yeah,
you have to win matches like this. So I agree with you. It was a poor performance. But in the end, I think we have to be happy with the 3 points.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it was one of the ugliest wins for many a season, to be honest. And right. I think I'll take that. But with the players that we've got, you know,
it should be better is what you're saying.
At times there was no flow of football there. You know, sometimes our movement was a bit passive. Norwood, you know, I thought had a solid game. I'll probably give him my man of the match for, you know, being fairly solid, you know, keeping the ball, passing it adequately, spreading the ball around, trying to push forward. He scored a very good penalty. But ultimately, the fact that a penalty decided the game, that's worrying. That worries me.
Okay.
You know, we didn't actually create enough clear-cut chances, and that's against
a
poor team. That's what worries me.
That's excellent, my friend. I think you mentioned that Norwood, to me, is your man of the match?
I think so, yeah. I've not been on Twitter since the game ended, so this is all, you know, fresh from my mind, walking back home from the game, and, you know, I'll give it to him. I'm struggling to find who else I can give it to. You know, Ojo, full of running, you know, attempted to shoot from long distance on numerous occasions. Kearney had a steady game, not spectacular. Cabana didn't grab his opportunity, as I mentioned. Font won the free kick, but didn't really do much else. The defence was fairly solid, but Button was nervous. Sessegnon, good runs forward, but, you know, defensively, he was a bit weak at times. Fredericks, right, who didn't push up as much as I would have liked. And Odoi and Callas, I think, did their job at the back. So ultimately, I think Oliver Norwood deserves it.
Okay. Excellent there, my friend. Listen, let's wrap this up because we will be doing a full post-match show, but this is a new feature we're doing on Cottage Talk. We've done a few of them, but we are calling it Cottage Talk full-time. So, Emilio, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. You know, be good fans. You know, let us know your thoughts. You know, see if you agree or disagree with my comments. And, yeah, between me and Russ, we'll respond back to you on Twitter or on Facebook. So, yeah, please share your thoughts.
Yes, please do. Feel free to share your thoughts on this full-time reaction show that we're doing here, and let us know what you think of what we shared here. All right. For Emilio Danella, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.